Our scripture reading this morning will come from the book of Philippians. And we'll be focusing specifically this morning on verse 13. But for the sake of context here, I'm going to read Philippians 4, verses 10 through 20. With a special emphasis this morning on verse 13. Philippians 4, the verses 10 through 20. And let us pay careful attention to the public reading of God's holy, inerrant, and infallible word. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Thus the reading of God's word as it comes to us from Philippians 4. The book of Philippians is a favorite book among professional athletes, and in particular, a favorite verse that is often quoted or used for various purposes is Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. I once read the story of an all-star third baseman who had two World Series rings on his fingers, and he said, every time I go into the batter's box, I say those words from Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength, and the Lord gives me the strength to do well. After a recent Super Bowl victory, one of the star players on the winning team shouted from the victory podium, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, baby. Giving his glory to the Lord for the victory and the abilities that God had given him. But the verse is not used this way only in professional sports circles, for there are many people who look at this verse in Philippians 4, verse 13, and use it for various circumstances or situations in their lives. If they have an important job interview or an important task they must accomplish in their work or in their daily lives or an important surgery coming up, they may recite this verse as words of comfort. I've seen this verse printed on plaques that people have on their desks at work as a reminder that whenever there is a difficult time or situation, they can think of these words and know that God is with them and will give them strength. It is almost as if people want to say that when the Apostle Paul writes this verse, that what the Apostle is saying that he can, through the strength of Christ, accomplish anything that God has put before him. Anything that is within his capabilities, Paul is telling the Philippians, he can do because Christ will give him the strength no matter what those circumstances are. Well, certainly, that is a scriptural point that can be made. God does give us strength and abilities in various situations in our lives. God does equip us. And there are scriptural verses which teach us the importance of giving God the glory when we do well. Nevertheless, this is not Paul's point as he writes this verse in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. One commentator I read this week described this verse as one of the most misunderstood and misused verses in all of Scripture. Yet, as you look at our English translations of this verse, they do very much reflect the popular way of reading and understanding this verse. The New International Version has, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." Emphasis, everything. The New Revised Standard Version has, "I can do all things through Him who gives me strength." Emphasis, all things. The King James Version has, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." They emphasize the word Christ as giving the ability to do all things. Each translation favors the popular understanding of this verse. In fact, as you read your translations, you might say to yourself that verse 13 seems to be disconnected from the other places that are the other things that Paul is writing. It's almost as if it is a verse that could stand on its own. But if you look at the Greek text, and you were to look at a more literal translation of that Greek text, it would sound like this. I am strong enough for these circumstances through my union with Him who strengthens me. Let me say that again. I am strong enough for all these circumstances through my union with Him who strengthens me. You see, this verse is very closely tied into the context of what the Apostle Paul is saying and what he is writing about in chapter 4. In the popular usage of this verse, there is an emphasis on the power that Christ gives us to accomplish anything. God enabled me to win the Super Bowl through the strength of His Son. God enabled me to win the World Series through the strength of His Son and the abilities He gave me. God enables me to do well in my job interview or at work because of the strength He has gave me. But the Apostle Paul has a far different emphasis. In the context of these verses, the Apostle Paul is giving thanks for a gift that the Philippians have sent him. You see there in verse 17, he says, "Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent." The Philippians have sent to Paul a gift. They have heard of his circumstances in his life. The apostle writes this letter from a Roman prison. He has been put in chains for his faith and his testimony for the gospel. The apostle has been persecuted and beaten and flogged on his way to this Roman prison, and the Philippians are concerned. They are so concerned, it has told us in verse 18, that they send one of their own, Epaphroditus, all the way from Macedonia, clear to Rome, to bring the gift of financial aid or whatever it was to the Apostle Paul because they are concerned about his circumstances and about his life. Yet, when the Apostle Paul is writing this thank you note, what does he say? Verse 11, "I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. You see, the apostle responds to them and their generosity by reminding them that he is content in all situations and circumstances in his life. He has reached the point where he is so closely identified with his Savior that nothing can bother him, nothing can affect him, not even prison, not even being beaten and flogged, not even sitting in a prison in chains awaiting your possible trial and execution. None of those things affect the Apostle Paul, for he finds himself content in each and every situation. You see, he has taken on the character of his Savior who came to this earth, who was not hungry or thirsty. Sometimes he was hungry as he was led outside with the devil for his temptation. Sometimes he had plenty as he was welcomed in houses and feasts were thrown on his behalf. Sometimes he found himself being persecuted and eventually led to the cross. Yet he was content in each and every circumstance. Paul has taken on the character of his Savior. And as the Philippians receive this thank you note, no doubt they're saying to themselves, how can this man be so content in such circumstances? And so Paul tells them in verse 13, I am strong enough for these circumstances because of my union with him who strengthens me. You see, this verse is all about the context in which Paul is writing. The emphasis of this verse is not that he can do anything and everything that God may put in his way in his life. The emphasis of this verse is in answer to the question the Philippians may be asking. Paul, how can you survive and deal with such terrible circumstances? And Paul's answer is, I am strong enough for these circumstances through my union with him, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives me strength. Now, for the Philippians, there is a message here that Paul is sending. If you remember, as we began this book, in chapter 1, verse 29, the apostle is writing to them out of concern for their faith and their commitment to the gospel. In chapter 1, verse 29, Paul writes, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him, since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had and now hear that I still have. Epaphroditus has shared with the apostle what is going on at the church in Philippi. There are those who are suffering just as Paul is suffering. There are those who were faithful and loyal Roman citizens who are now going to jail because they love Christ Jesus. They face the persecution, they face the beatings. Just as Paul finds himself in Rome in prison, so do they find themselves in the same circumstances. And Paul's answer and encouragement to them is for them to be content in Christ. For them to know and understand what it means to be content in whatever the circumstances in your life. Whether you're well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, when you identify with the Savior, he will give you the strength, even in such circumstances. Now, there is still the question of the gift. You see, there is more here than just a reminder of being content in persecution. For the apostle is in the midst of writing a thank you letter for a gift. And as he sends this letter off, and the Philippians are about to receive it, they may wonder about his thankfulness as they read these verses in 11 and 12. They have heard he is in need. They send him a gift. And in the thank you note, he writes, verse 11, "I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want." Here's a man that we heard was in need. We were concerned about him and sent him a gift to help him out, and he writes back that he didn't even need it. Think for a minute. If you heard that one of your neighbors was in need, and so you called the deacons of our church, and we got together and brought some food to help them, as they must have been hungry. And in the thank you note, they write to us, they say, "Well, I've learned to be content whatever the circumstances, and whether I was hungry or whether I had plenty, I was doing fine." What kind of thanks is that? You see, the apostle is saying much more to the Philippians as he writes these words. For you may remember that there were other problems in Philippi. The apostle Paul writes of his own problems in chapter 1, verses 15 and 16 and 17. He writes, "It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others do so out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains." Here the apostle finds himself in a situation in Rome where there are selfish and self-centered people around him, taking advantage of his being in prison, stirring up more trouble for him while he's in chains. We don't know what that trouble was, but maybe the Philippians heard that he hadn't been receiving food or that he was hungry, that he was becoming weak and frail. These things happening to him because of his friends, his supposed Christian brothers and sisters, stirring up trouble for him while he is in chains. Yet the apostle can write that he's content in whatever the circumstances and whatever the situation, and there's no bitterness or anger or unhappiness on his part because he has everything he needs in Christ Jesus. What about the Philippians? Paul has written to them in chapter 2, verse 3, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not look to your own interests, but the interests of others." There's selfishness and self-centered people in Philippi. There are those who are thinking of themselves and their own position and their own accomplishments as being better than others, as if God has blessed them more than others. In response to this selfishness, we read in chapter 2, verse 14, that there is arguing and complaining going on in this church, in this body, amongst the Christians. In chapter 4, verse 2, he pleads with Euodia and Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. You see, there are self-centered people in Philippi. There are self-centered, self-focused people in the church, stirring up trouble amongst the body, as Paul knew himself. But what does Paul say? Even though all those things happen to me, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I have learned in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want, I have all that I need in Christ Jesus. How can he say that? How can this be accomplished? Verse 13. I am strong enough for these circumstances through my union with Christ, who strengthens me. Why such a funny thank you note? We send him a gift and he writes back that he didn't need it? Why include this in a note of thanks, in an act of generosity? Because Paul has a message for the church in Philippi. Paul has a message for the people in Philippi, the fellow Christians who can't get along with one another. And the message is that if you have Christ Jesus, if you identify with him and imitate him in your life and in your circumstances, those selfish problems will go away. For the things that you argue about, the things that you complain about with one another, you won't need them anymore. Because in Christ Jesus you have found what it means to be content, whatever the circumstances, in whatever situation, whether rich or poor. How can this be accomplished? How can a Christian no longer argue with other Christians? How can they no longer complain about their spouse and what they do and their focus? How can they no longer wonder why so-and-so has this and I don't? Or why so-and-so seems to be blessed more than me? All of that can be accomplished. All of these things, in whatever circumstances, can be accomplished through your union with Christ, who strengthens you. You see, the popular understanding of this verse is that God will give you the strength to accomplish anything in this life, so that you can win a Super Bowl and be the MVP, so that you can give glory to God because he has enabled you to win the World Series or be an all-star. So that whatever thing you accomplish in this world that you've received honor for, you can credit the Lord and the strength he's given you to accomplish that. But if you look at the way that the apostle has written this verse and the context of it, you see it is exactly the opposite. What the apostle is calling the Philippians to do is to imitate their Savior. And to imitate their Savior means that they humble themselves, that they don't think of themselves better than others, that they don't complain about things that they don't really need, that they're able, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to recognize that whatever situation the Lord puts upon their life, because they have Christ Jesus, and because he will give them the strength to be content in him, they have no reason to complain, no reason to argue, and no need for anything else in this life. That's the kind of strength that the Apostle Paul is writing about when he says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. It's not strength to be high and mighty. its strength to be like the Savior, who was poor and lowly. Amen. Father in heaven, we do thank you for your word and how the apostle speaks to us in these verses. We pray that you would enable us to know what it means to be content in Christ Jesus, that we would recognize the power and strength that comes from our union with Christ Jesus, and that, Lord, we may someday in our life may be able to reflect the character of Christ Jesus, the character that the Apostle Paul knows and writes about to the Philippians, that we too, Lord, may be able to identify with him so closely that no matter what happens to us, no matter what our friends and family and fellow Christians do around us, it doesn't matter. Because in Christ Jesus, he will give us the strength, no matter what the circumstances, to know him, to live for him, to identify with him, and to look forward to glory. May you give us this strength each and every day. We pray all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.